Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. As a legendary voice once said, it is a hockey night in Pittsburgh. I won't even try to imitate him because I would insult him. The late, great Mike Lang. Of course, let's bring in another great one, Bob Grove, Penguins historian. Grover, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. Hope you're having a good night.
Yes, I certainly am. Looking forward to some Penguins hockey after I get off the air. Penguins Ducks tonight. Penguins are 2-1. Pretty pleasant start, I would say, Grover. Saturday did not go the Penguins' way, of course, but the first two were pretty good. I just wanted to start out generally. We've seen a lot of stuff through three games. What's been your most pleasant surprise?
Well, I like the way the Penguins are supporting the puck under Dan Muse. That's the first thing that really, you know, hit me. And when I see these three games, and as you said, you know, the other night against the Rangers, look, the Penguins were the better team in the first period the other night, even though they were trailing after one period, but they really had a strong opening period, and then it kind of fell apart. And special teams played a big piece of that. But I like the way they're supporting the puck. I like the way they're moving together as units. And I've seen that in the first three games, especially in the opening game. I thought of the opening game of the season in New York. I thought that was really one of their strongest points. We saw an Islander team that brought a little bit of a forecheck, more of a forecheck than the Rangers did in the opening game of the season. And the Penguins had some moments where they weren't dealing with that as well. But in general, that's what sticks out to me is, it seems to me that Muse has got his message across that we're going to move up together and we're going to move back together. And when we don't have the puck, we're all going to be thinking about making the right decisions and making sure we're really concerned about our defensive positioning.
Grover, Justin Brazeau has been really good. 3 goals in 3 games, had the game-winning goal in both wins. I'll admit, I knew very little about him before this season. I still don't know if I know a bunch about him other than he's very large. Just what have you thought about his game so far? Do you think that's something that could potentially sustain itself?
Well, look, he's not going to score three goals 3 games into the season is not going to last. I mean, the most he's ever had in a season is 11. So, you know, that's not going to last. But this is a big guy, as you said, who can get some goals just by being in the right place at the right time. And that for him is hanging around the net and going to the net. And that's where he's going to make or break, you know, his kind of season from an offensive standpoint. But he's been a surprise. I mean, I don't think that you really expected him to get off to this kind of start. You know, this guy's undrafted. And, you know, that line is just with Mantha and Gino is just absolutely huge. And it's one of the biggest lines the Penguins have ever had, maybe the biggest.
Have you looked that up yet, by the way?
Yeah, you know, I went back and looked. You know, McKenna, who was 6'8", played a few games with Mario, who was 6'4". And they had a couple of games with Kovalev, who was 6'2". So that's one that jumped out at me as being a close second. But, you know, those were just a few games, whereas I could see this trio staying together for a while. And it'll be interesting to see how Gino can take advantage of that. And because, this is not going to be a line where you're going to be making plays out high in the zone and making plays on the rush, per se. You're probably going to be making plays when you've got the puck in the zone and you're cycling and you're winning pucks and you got guys going to the net. And how can Gino get the puck to the net where they are and cash in on that. So that's a little bit of a different thing for him, and let's see how he does. You know, he's off to a pretty good start this season as well. So it's important for the Penguins to have a second line, because we all know in recent years how much they depended on the Crosby line to do so much of everything. And you know, if they're going to try and make strides from where they were last year, that's something that's got to change.
Penguins Talk here on the Fan Evening Show. We're talking with Penguins historian Bob Grove. You can follow Bob on Twitter or X at BobGrove91. Grover, I know I'm a few days late with this, but I wanted to get your take on it. You know, people that have been around, people who grasp the importance of what we saw on Thursday night, Mario Lemieux being shown on the Jumbotron, waving, what the fans did, you know, reacting to it, whatever. None of us know truly why he was there. Maybe it was to just see Sid, Gino, and Letang for maybe their last opening night. But, you know, what was going through your head? What were your emotions like seeing that moment with Mario?
Well, it's always magical when he's in the building, right? I mean, so, and I'll go back to last year at the Four Nations. Remember when he came out before the game?
Yep.
It was unbelievable. And people who were there in Montreal that night are still talking about it. Like, the reaction that he got, because they didn't know he was coming. It's hockey royalty, and that's, you know, times two when he gets in Pittsburgh. So it's always great to see him in the building. And, you know, I wish he could have been around more all these past years, you know, and I don't pretend to know, you know, why that hasn't been the case. You know, there have been some theories that have been floated out there, but anything to do with Mario Lemieux and his involvement with the team, even if it's just showing up to watch a game, is a huge, huge positive.
Dan Muse met with reporters in Anaheim about 40 minutes ago, and he gave us some news. Harrison Brunick will not play tonight. Chris Letang very likely will be in the lineup. Phil Tomasino draws in. Matt Dumba and Connor Clifton will both play, and Tristan Jarry will start in goal against the Ducks. Wanted to ask you about the defenseman, the rookie defenseman, and the goaltender, Grover. Surprised Brunick is sitting for a game? And also, what do you think about Jarry being in net? Is that what you expected?
Yeah, I did expect Jarry to play for sure. So they've alternated starts through the first four games with this. And, you know, even though he gave up three in the game against the Islanders, when the game was on the line in the third period, Jason, he was good.
Yeah.
He was really good late in that game. So that's a positive for him. And he's played well in Anaheim. He's gone more than 90 minutes without giving up a goal in his last couple of appearances in Anaheim. So it's a team that he can play well against. And it keeps the rotation going. So I'm not surprised that that's the way it's going. And I think the Penguins are going to keep doing this until one of the two really establishes that they're the better goaltender and they're going to start getting the majority of starts, and that's the way it should be. As far as Brunick goes, I'm not surprised. I mean, Muse said here this evening that this is part of the plan. This is not, you know, something that they've just done, like, in reaction to the game against the Rangers the other night. I mean, he wasn't a minus player in that game. I think anybody who's been watching Brunick play, you're just overwhelmed by his skating ability. You're also impressed by the fact that he doesn't look starstruck. He looks like, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be, and I'm just playing the game that I've grown up playing, and I'm going to continue to play my game. You know, he got a goal the other night. I love the way he jumps up on the play. It's so obvious. It's one thing that stands out about the way he plays is he never hesitates to jump up on the play. Now, that's fine, but as you know, in the National Hockey League, you've got to pick your spots.
Yeah.
And if you do that a lot, you're going to get burned. And I think there have been times in the last couple of games when there have been shifts, and this is not surprising, and it's not a bad reflection on him. There have been shifts when he's been a little overwhelmed. So that's expected. So giving him a night off is no big deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight, the Ducks are playing their home opener, Grover. They've won 9 straight home openers in the Duck Pond. Not an easy place to play, although the Penguins have had some success there. What do you know about the Ducks? What sort of challenge will the Penguins be up against tonight?
Well, this is an interesting year for the Ducks. They've missed the playoffs for 7 years in a row, you know, Jason, and that's the third longest such streak in the National Hockey League behind Buffalo and Detroit. And Pat Verbeek, the general manager, has had enough. Like, he's been clear this offseason that he expects this team to be challenging for a playoff position. They go out and they get Joel Quenneville to coach, and we all know what his track record is as far as coaching hockey clubs in the National Hockey League. So he's an established coach, and they've got just a trove of young players. You know, Leo Carlson, the kid who's centering their top line, he got the big overtime goal and the win over the crazy 7-6 win over the Sharks the other night. They've taken the wraps off him. If you remember last year, they said, look, we're gonna healthy scratch him from time to time at the beginning of the season, you know, which they did. And this kid is highly talented. And then you got, Mason McTavish, who, you know, when camp was already a week old, didn't have a contract. He'd gone back home. It looked like this might be a long hold on. No, they get him signed here right before, before the end of camp. And this kid is a special talent. And then you got to, even on defense, you know, Jackson Lacombe's one of the best young defensemen in the league, and Lucas Dostal looks pretty good in goal. So this is a Ducks team that, for the first time in a long time, has some expectations. And the expectations aren't necessarily that they're going to make the playoffs, but I think the expectations are that they've got a stable of young, really good players, and they should be in the mix for a playoff spot. No worse than that. Even as you get late into the season. So you hire that kind of coach, you've got this kind of young talent coming up, you know, and you just said it, it's their home opener. So there's going to be some emotions there. They're coming off that big win, and it won't be an easy game for the Penguins.
Last question for you, Grover. We're chatting Penguins with Penguins historian Bob Grove. You can follow Bob at BobGrove91. You mentioned Gino before. He's been really good, 5 points, 3 games. His line looks good. How much do you see from Gino that is going to be able to continue? Like, I know, I'm sure it's a strong start. His body's feeling good, et cetera. I mean, is there a nice mix here with Gino that we might be able to count on more of this?
Well, I mean, for me, he's always a guy that is ready to start a season. I mean, he always is. So he's gotten off to a good start here. I need more games to see if he can maintain it. And again, as we mentioned, given his line mates, and we talked about some of the ways that might change the game for him, especially when he's in the offensive zone, but he also likes to give and go and make plays with his line mates in the neutral zone, and we'll see how much of that he can do with these two guys, Mantha and Brazil. But Gino said all the right things. He looks great. Let's wait and see how many games he's got in him that he can play like this. But you know, so far it's been really good for him.
Bob Grove, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the hockey game tonight.
You too, Jason.
All right, Grover, take care. That's Bob Grove, Penguins historian. Make sure you're following him. Pre-game is a great time to do it. In-games as well at BobGrove91. Grover's always putting out fascinating tidbits from Penguins history and just recent trends. And he just, I don't know how he does it. He continually blows my mind about stuff that he finds and how he finds it and how he tracks it. I have no idea. There's some sort of secret sauce in there that he won't tell anybody about, but that's all right. He doesn't have to. Actually, I tried to see the secret sauce once. I did a story on Grover, and I sat with him when he was like going through all of these records and the stuff that he keeps, and it's just, I don't know. Talk about somebody who's way smarter than me and way more advanced in his thinking and what he's trying to track. It's impressive. Anyway, Fan Text Line's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's react to a little bit of that. Important game for the Penguins tonight. I mean, as important as they get on October 14th. It's the fourth game of the season. I get it. But some news, some shuffling. You're going to see Tristan Jarry in goal. They're going back and forth until somebody puts a stranglehold on this thing and really deserves playing time. It's an opportunity for Tristan Jarry. It's a tough one. As Grover said, this is a kind of make or break time for the Anaheim Ducks. They want to show something positive, kind of a so-so start, but again, we are still very, very early here. So kind of curious how the Ducks are going to come out. Like I mentioned, they've won 9 in a row in their home opener. Chris Kreider had 2 goals on Saturday. You probably know that name. Leo Carlson had the game-winning goal in overtime. They've got a really good rookie. Beckett Senecky had 2 goals in his last 2 games. The Ducks like to put a lot of shots on goal. They average 40 per game. That's tops in the NHL. I mentioned Justin Brezzo, and I want to stop there for a second because this kid has a really interesting story. Matt Wenzel did something on him at postgazette.com. I would urge you to check that out. But talk about like a self-made story. And I know that, you know, three goals in 3 games, I'm getting out over my skis. That's okay. But that's kind of what we're looking for here right now. I think those kind of stories matter, at least right now with the Penguins. So he goes in the Ontario Hockey League draft. Nobody takes him. He's cut by North Bay, one of the teams in that year. There were 253 teenagers picked above Justin Brazo, who's been really, really good and eye-opening for the Penguins. He goes in the 13th round. Doesn't make the cut for the team, goes back to play for his U18 team. Following season, plays in 67 games, scores 6 times. By the summer of 2021, he's unsigned. Doesn't know where he's going. He's contemplating going back to college for kinesiology or going to college for kinesiology. Like, he's kind of looking at the end of the road. Well, you'll notice that it's not the end of the road. Signed a pretty good deal with the Penguins. He got a minor league deal with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Then he worked his way up through there. Then Boston gave him an opportunity. Was on Boston's big league roster this past season at 10 goals. 20 points in 57 games. The Wild traded for him at the trade deadline last year. Obviously, there's a familiarity with Kyle Dubas. And here we are. Justin Brazeau is playing on a line with Evgeny Malkin and producing. And he had quite a week, too, by the way. Scored 2 on opening night. The next night, his fiance gave birth. And then later that night, he scored against the Islanders. So talk about all things coming up. Justin Brazeau, been a cool story. Certainly somebody that I'm going to be watching tonight, and we should all kind of keep an eye on. Harrison Brunick being out, I don't have a problem with it. The Penguins are going to have a decision to make on him, though. He can play up to 9 games before they have to decide whether to send him back to his junior team. They kind of kick the can a little bit on this one. He's played 3. As of now, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a 50-50 shot here. I mean, he clearly has the ability. I'm not sure what there is to gain in junior. I understand why Grover was alluding to this. Some of his decision-making, it is, you know, you can get away with that stuff in junior hockey. You can't get away with it at the NHL level. At the same time, who cares? If I'm the Penguins, I want to live with it. I want the upside there. I want to see what this kid can do. And I think it's a good team culture that Dan Muse is building where he's getting support. You can let him play, and it's not going to be a disaster. He also has a buddy on the team, Ben Kindle, who is worth paying attention to tonight as well. Scored a goal the other night, which is cool. This came Thursday. And some notes on that. He scored it at 18 years, 175 days old. He was the 4th youngest player by doing that to score in the history of the Penguins. Pretty cool. Youngest to do it since Jordan Staal in 2006-2007. The Penguins are currently rostering five rookies: Kendall Brunick, Philip Hollander, Ville Koivunen, and Artturs Shelovs. Only who? Kendall, Hollander, and Koivunen will be in the lineup, but either way, pretty interesting. Another note to watch out for tonight: Sidney Crosby is one assist from surpassing one of his idols, Steve Yzerman, for sole possession of ninth place in assists in NHL history. And also pay attention to Erik Karlsson. He tends to do very well against the Anaheim Ducks. He's played really well through three games. We'll see if Erik Karlsson can continue. But in 34 career games against Anaheim, has 9 goals and 26 points. All right, good hockey talk. Enjoy squeezing some of that stuff in there. There was a Steelers point that I wasn't able to get to. It involves their wide receiver two situation, what they're doing, the patience they're showing, and where this could eventually go in about 2 weeks. I have a prediction, and I want to give that to you when we get back, and it's not a small one, I guess. I'm not trying to oversell it, but you know, I'm not thinking small here. Remember my take on the Steelers being 4-1, and I think they're a top 10 team clearly in the NFL. They should be higher than that. Well, they have an opportunity to get a little bit better. Let's talk about that when we get back. It's Fan Evening Show, Jason Mackey on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.